as much as I recognise that there has been quite a improvement over this last four and a half years, but it still falls short. I'm one of the members of the SPCA Housing and Corporate that the council continues to deny the right of Gaelic speakers to do their business fully in Gaelic by not having a translator. I don't need a translator at these meetings. It's for the benefit of those who can't understand Gaelic. And I suppose the point here is very simple, is that what I'm trying to do is to show that we, as Gaelic speakers, fluent Gaelic speakers, can and believe that we can conduct our business all in Gaelic. It's one of my fights to try to preserve the language, to show the importance of the language, that we can do our business fully in Gaelic, but unfortunately the council continues to deny this. And what I was told, and I didn't actually realise this until last week, was that the head of all the parties apparently came together and agreed that there would be only so many translation services provided. Now, we do get it in the Glenties Municipal District area. We had to fight to get it at workshop, but I believe that those who choose to use Gaelic as their main language of communicating and conducting their business within council, that that should be facilitated. I find it quite ironic, at one hand, that the government is telling us that we need to use the Irish language as often as possible. Here we are at the end of Bian na Gaelicigh. But on the other hand, here we have council denying Irish language equality. And what I'd be saying clearly to the council is, do the right thing by Irish language speakers.